This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Cheese exports increased. They were one of two bright spots in the report. So total cheese exports of 85.1 million pounds, rising 4% versus November 2022. And that really was due to Mexico. Shipments to Mexico set a record, up 42% year over year. Non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder, those numbers were down yet again in November. So a total of almost 150 million pounds were sent abroad, and that's down about 5% from prior year. Not a great number. It is better, though, than September and October when the year-on-year losses were double digits.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
It's time to take a break. Finding your passion outside of farming, from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal presented by Monica McConkie, rural health mental counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting.
The whole concept of taking a break or a vacation or a nap or having time off the farm can sometimes bring on so much guilt, and even through what's been ingrained in our minds, or we've ingrained it ourselves, we can consider it being lazy, which really is painful, because we know that our farmers are not lazy. And so to take a break and to take care of oneself and have that equated with not being a hard worker or being lazy or dropping the ball, that is really difficult. So this is an important topic.
Wednesday.
Today we're with the Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania, Russell Redding, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show.
This is a show that started out all production agriculture. I think as we've sort of watched the, you know, society change and the shift and the specialization, that this show now really has been a consumer-focused show. So all of ag, you're in the food business, we're talking about environmental practices, we're talking about the jobs and careers. That's what folks coming here will see. As our theme sort of points out, you know, how are we connected to the community? Food is the obvious, but it's all of those other things around jobs and economics and the quality of life that are on display here. I mean, all the folks that we need to have track with us throughout the year, both in the buying our products, appreciating that there is, in fact, a connection to what they're consuming and what's produced here, right? The policies that we implement around, you know, stewardship and employment and economics, all of that is part of our conversation. We are lucky to have this year both the governor and the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture with us, Secretary Vilsack, and then many, many members of the House and Senate in Pennsylvania, and include counties and townships in PA, critical to our decision-making.
Thursday.
We're joined by Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, there's talk of a government shutdown in our nation's capital. Can you provide an update on what's going on?
Sure. So back in November, right before the Thanksgiving holiday, Congress passed a short-term funding bill that would extend funding for the federal government essentially for a couple of months. And some agencies' funding would run out this coming Friday at the end of this week on the 19th, and others would run through February the 2nd. So obviously with the first of those two deadlines approaching right now, what Congress is doing this week is passing what will probably be their last short-term funding bill to extend funding to, you know, March 1st in the case of some agencies, including USDA and FDA, and then March 8th in the case of a handful of others. And so their goal is to pass that short-term bill over the next 3 days, avert a shutdown, and then they have the next few weeks to finish the fiscal year 24 funding process.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be lessons learned from feedlot applications with the new Beef on Dairy initiative. Beef on Dairy basically is that about a third of the cows in the United States are now being bred to Angus or other beef breeds, because these calves are needed in the feedlots, because the cattle cycle goes through about a 10-year cycle, and right now we're at a very low availability of beef here in the United States, commanding very high prices, so an opportunity for dairy. Certainly, we have to be concerned if you're going to be doing this. Packers want a very consistent quality meat that meets the consumer's demand. The animal should look a little bit like a beef animal, and that's why Angus is a very popular one, that way they call it black-hided. And there are differences between breeds, the environment these calves are exposed to, nutrition, vaccination programs. All these things come into play as well in the feeding program.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.